Like many psychiatrists in community mental health, 7 years ago, John Kern, who is medical director of Regional Community Mental Health Center in Merrillville, Indiana, heard an alarm bell in the night when he read the data showing that seriously mentally ill people were dying on average 25 years earlier than the general population, largely because of complications related to general medical conditions, especially metabolic syndrome.
I had been a CMHC medical director for close to 20 years, doing kind of the standard, you know, care of severely mentally ill people, and, you know, providing direct service and supervising psychiatrists and running an inpatient unit and kind of standard CMHC medical director stuff. And I started reading Joe Park's work and that group's work about the bad health outcomes in the seriously mentally ill, and I realized we have to do something about this.
What he did is a case example of how psychiatrists can seize this moment of healthcare reform, learn the models of integrated care, network with other physicians in the community, make yourself available to primary care physicians, build relationships, and become a leader.
What I did was I picked up the phone and I started calling around to the local primary care docs and the local primary care clinics. And there was actually a newish one that a patient had told me about that was a few miles away. And I literally just picked up the phone one day and called their CEO. And I said, I explained what my concern is. I said, I need somebody to see our folks. It's scary what's happening to them, and we have trouble getting primary care docs to see them and to return our phone calls and to deal with the problems that we're having. And would you see them? Would you work with us? So she says, yeah, sure. We'll work with you. That's not a problem. She says, by the way, did you say you're a psychiatrist? And I said, yeah. And she said, do you think you could come over like today and talk to me?
So began in 2007 a partnership with the local FQHC providing behavioral health services at two primary care sites. And today he is working with his staff toward establishing the CMHC as an FQHC lookalike, a special designation of federally qualified health center with on-site primary care and a range of ancillary services, including smoking cessation classes and diet, nutrition, and exercise counseling. He is project director for a primary and behavioral health care initiative grant from SAMHSA that provides support to communities to coordinate and integrate primary care services into publicly funded community-based behavioral health settings. And he acts as the face of integrated care to the CMHC board, to fellow physicians in the community, and to patients and the larger public. And Kern is able to do this while maintaining his role as a CMHC medical director.
My day job is I'm the medical director of the CMHC. So all of these things I do, this is one of the great things about this. All of these things I do with a federally qualified health center are, at least in theory, done in about 10% of my time.
So what's his message to fellow psychiatrists and APA members?
You know, they need to get on board because this is our best opportunity. This whole integrated care thing is our best opportunity in decades to make our work more interesting and effective and actually, you know, help our patients more than we've been able to in the old way.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran at the American Psychiatric Association.